Here is the Hopkins Junior High School from Fremont, California, directed by Greg Conaway. The repertoire list is Night Beat by M.L. Daniels, Nocturne, William the Sprint, Alan Lee Silva. Please help me in welcoming the Hopkins Junior High School to the stage.
All right, so you're the advanced orchestra. My name's Stephen Moore. I'll be one of your adjudicators today. Looking forward to hearing your group. William, what? Huffelt. What's wrong with that? Why couldn't he say that? All right, here we go. Looking forward to listening. Beautiful building up of sound. Good lower strings there. Really like those short 16th notes you're playing there and pushing into the next beat. Very musical, very rhythmically exciting. Nice crescendo over two beats in bar 29 there. And nice change in dynamics for mezzo forte in 32. Cool rhythm. Good. So really make sure you're connecting these eighth notes and that the line is moving very, very smoothly all the way through despite the skips here. Okay, so softer through here. Good seconds. Again, to keep the eighth notes connected to the half notes as a longer musical line. So you're looking for, basically, technically, you're looking for more connection from down bow to up bow and the transfer of weight. DS. I just love the sound of your viola. It's beautiful. Nice balance here between the rhythmic sections and the melodic sections. Good, so pulse a little bit more on the strong beats for that those 16th notes. It'll help the ensemble, also help the intonation just a little bit through those runs. Nice performance, very effective. Fun piece. So look at various kinds of vibrato that speed up and slow down as the phrase picks up and then drops off. This is an expressive tool with the left hand, and you can use it to be conveying more colors. So many tonal options for us in the bow, in our contact point, speed of bow, weight, but then the vibrato can be thin, or it can be wide, can be fast, or it can be slow, and then it can be any of these variables put together. So one thing I'm hearing, just as a general tonal criticism, something I was talking to the other group about, Nat Hopkins, which is oftentimes I'm hearing some low position work that is making a brighter tone than need be. And what I mean by that is that there's oftentimes when the tone could be a little bit more beautiful by choosing positions on higher positions on the next lower string down instead of open strings and low position work. I'm not saying always play in position, because a lot of times when you're playing loud, you want to be in a low position. But oftentimes I hear, especially with the violins, kind of a bright, low E string sounds when you could be up in position on the A string and have a more expressive tonal quality. So if you've got open strings, looking for ways to make those longer tones and open string sounds and low position sounds more expressive and more beautiful. Mm-hmm. Watch intonation there. Really beautiful rendering of that piece, you guys. You're very musical, and you have a very nice sense of musical playing and of a good string orchestral sound. So some of my comments having to do with tone are being a bit nitpicky, actually, but actually for students of your caliber, they are readily made, and I think really should be accepted to be moving you towards a greater possibility for musical exploration of your instrument and the music that you're playing by giving you a wider breadth of palettes of sound and tone and articulation. Haven't even talked to you at all about the right hand and the possibilities of tone going on there. Did talk a little bit about connection of down bows to up bows, but also want to make sure that you're starting with a push of the index finger with a connected string sound. Okay, here we go with the sprint. I have an idea. This is going to be quite a lot of fun. Good legato and staccato articulations on the quarters. Good breath there. Good balance between the rhythmic section here and the melodic sections in the first violins. So again, Chelly, the last time I talked to you about this, a little bit more connection with a musical line all the way through the phrase as opposed to playing each of the beats as a kind of standalones. This is happening at 17, Chelly. Good. Really like the effective use of the dynamic change here in 32. Okay. So for this, you could be using a little bit of a changing contact point, especially throughout, but moving the contact point to a little bit more soltasto, which means over the bridge, faster bow, lighter sound. And what this is going to do is, again, what I was talking to you about before, which is expanding your tonal palette, the colors from which you can express your musical playing through this section. Mm-hmm. And then you can phrase off at the end of 63 and then restart. Mm-hmm. Longer musical line through here. Be thinking of four-bar phrases instead of two-bar phrases. Be thinking of two-bar phrases instead of one-bar phrases. Say. Good. Nice dynamics there through here. Good. Probably a little closer to the frog for this. And that way you can use wrists and fingers a little bit more than arms and shoulders, which will make it easier. I'm talking about the string crossings here at 89. Lovely performance, you guys. Very musical. One of my biggest critiques is just to be looking at maybe making some of the musical lines a little longer. Sometimes I hear the phrasing a little bit more by beat. So I'm seeing a lot of you using vibrato, which is excellent. So we're looking at expanding how the vibrato can work. With the right hand, looking at varying contact points. Now, all of these things are going to be expanding the use of our tonal and articulation palettes to include a wider range of possible sounds that you can be making on your instrument. Really enjoyed listening to your performance today. You guys are really, really great, and you have a very, very fine director to thank for helping you explore this music and your instrument. You really need to make sure that you've got your eyes and ears on giving your full support to Mr. Conway, because he's a really great teacher. Thanks, guys. Good evening.